Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy that we can sit together in meditation. And I say that because it's true. I really am. So we'll sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start momentarily. So please get settled on your cushion or chair. Both are fine. If you sit on a cushion, please sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And if you're in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you may be aware, this month we have been focusing on simplicity, which is a surprisingly complicated topic. It's easy to overdo simplicity, to complicate simplicity, to make our wish to simplify a kind of something that we're constantly measuring and checking and judging, and of course that's the opposite of simplicity. So I just want to urge you to apply simplicity itself simply. Today we're going to do that by going right to our practice. We're going to keep it very, very simple, just practicing. I only want to say one thing before we do that. I woke up this morning full of who knows what, worries and ideas and notions and concerns and judgments and to-do lists, and I, the second I stepped out of bed, I was like, uh-oh, I'm already overwhelmed, and my second foot hasn't even hit the ground yet. So I was just sort of wandering around, like, kind of in a little state of anxiety. And I looked over at my shrine, just right back there. And the only thing I wanted to do all of a sudden was clean it. I just wanted to clean it. I wanted to take everything off. I wanted to make sure the glass was cleaned and clean and polish all the little items on the shrine. Very good I did that because they really needed it. And that very simple act of just TCB, as Elvis used to say, taking care of business, calmed me down. That turned out that was probably the best practice I could have done for my morning. So I urge you to think too, at any time, but especially in those times when you may feel anxious or worried, What can I do that is very, very simple right now that will also be useful and engage me and not require a lot of, pre-planning? Cleaning something is a very simple example, a good example. So it also is a useful thing to do. So I'll leave it at that, simply. What can you do today or this week? What one little tiny complicated corner can you clean up? See what you come up with. And let's practice. In our meditation practice, there are three things to be mindful of. And the first is our own body. So the practice begins with the way you take your seat. And the basic idea is to sit up straight, because already by taking the seat on your meditation cushion or chair, you are proclaiming your dignity. I have nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to hide. I sit up straight. The hands rest palms down on the legs, somewhere that's comfortable. Just above the knee is usually most comfortable for most people. And feel the sit bones pressing down into the cushion or chair. And let your lower half become heavy. Like imagine you're planted in earth up to your waist, and everything below is your root system, and it holds you strongly and quietly. And up from that, like the trunk and limbs of a tree, blossom your trunk and your limbs. So from the waist up, feel that you are aspiring upward. And notice this interesting combination of downward rooting and upward lifting, just by taking this posture. Let the shoulders relax, and the belly. The mouth is closed. but the lips and teeth are slightly parted, helps the jaw to relax. And enjoy being quiet, in fact, silent. It's rare that someone invites you to just be quiet. So we can do that now together. It's awesome. Breath is natural in and out through the nose. And in this practice, the eyes remain open and the gaze is cast down at a comfortable spot in front, given the distance of your screen. And the eyes remain open because this is a practice of wakefulness, and it's hard to be awake when your eyes are closed. So the eyes gaze down and let the eyes soften. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. The second thing to be mindful of is our breath. So this doesn't mean observe the breath, which is one step too many, taking a step away to look back. Here, it means feel the breath. Feel your body breathing. Expanding, releasing, expanding, releasing. Let the attention rest on the breath, like it was resting in a hammock that's swaying out and in, out and in. The third thing to be mindful of is your own mind. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, which is awesome, because that's what it does. No need to stop that or change that. I'm quite serious about that. Your mind will continue to make thoughts like burble, 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 you know, allow them to become background noise, as it were, just happening over here. But right here, front and center, is the breath. And if you notice that you switch those, you put your attention back on the on thoughts, front and center, and breath sort of slides to the side. That's very useful intel. When you notice this, say to yourself silently, thinking. I'm thinking. Let go and return your attention to the breath, the felt sense of breathing. You may need to do this again in a second or a minute or a year, no problem. Same instruction. Thinking, let go, come back. We're not trying to manipulate our minds at all. Breath, breath, breath. So we're mindful of our body, our breath, and our mind. This is the practice, and we'll sit together. If you get lost, no problem, just come back to the breath. thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing together.